Well, we know what's going on in America. What's going on the other side of the ocean? With us today is Nigel Farage. He's also known as the father of Brexit. And he's going to give us a report on the UK and the European community. Good morning, Nigel. How are you today?
Good morning. Very well. But I have to say very jealous because America has opened up to a very large degree. You're beginning to get back to a normal life. And in theory, we had our Freedom Day, they called it, last Monday. But actually, huge numbers of people are being forced to self-isolate. We can't even go to France, which is 20 miles across the English Channel. If we come back, we have to isolate for up to 10 days. So we're still living with very, very heavy government restrictions. There's a feeling that this is going to go on for months and months and months. And we can't even come to America. I can't come to America unless I quarantine for a fortnight somewhere else. So yeah, for us, it's like COVID is just going on forever.
And I have recommended to my friends that they should not get on an airplane and go to Europe. I mean, I think that's a good recommendation.
I'm afraid it is because the rules keep changing here. And I mean, we had 500,000 people had gone to France on holiday, on business, thinking they could come home. And provided they'd had a vaccine, they'd be free to carry on their lives, to overnight be told they had to quarantine for 10 days. And so the risk for American tourists is, you know, they turn up in Europe and they're suddenly told to stay in a hotel room for 10 days. So at the moment, I've got to tell you, it's not worth the risk.
Now, a big problem in America is we have immigration problems. People are breaking down the borders. You know, everybody else has to be tested for COVID. But for some reason, all the people coming in from Central America, well, we don't care. And we let them, whether they have the disease or not, they're allowed to travel any place they want. Does the UK have that kind of problem?
We've got exactly the same problem. 1,300 people crossed the English Channel this week from France. People coming from all over the world, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Eritrea. 1,300 people illegally crossed our border over the English Channel this week, came into the United Kingdom, and are now being looked after by the UK authorities. So, yeah, the only way to come into England from France now is illegally, and I think it's much the same for America.
And wasn't it the real reason for Brexit? I know me and you talked about it a year ago. Is anybody doing anything about it, or did they just let it happen like they're doing in the United States?
Well, Brexit was about taking back control of our laws, our money and our borders. I mean, you know, it was about a reassertion of our independence. And some, you know, we've got it, and some of it's a real success. We're signing trade deals with Australia and many countries around the world. We had a vaccine rollout, much more efficient than that was done by the European Union. So many things of Brexit are going well, but the borders, well, taking back control of our borders, a little bit like your southern border at the moment, they're completely under attack from people illegally coming into the country. So there is, you know, Boris Johnson he's a popular figure, but he is in trouble over this border. Although nothing like the trouble that I think President Biden's in, because the numbers, I mean, I was down on the Arizona border back in May, you know, seeing what was going on. But, you know, the numbers coming into America are now mind-blowing, and it means that effectively, because of the dispersal of people, every state becomes a border state, every town becomes a border state, and I think this could be the key issue in the midterms, I really do.
I agree with you 100%. You know, a country without borders is not really a country. You know, it's just
exactly.
A matter of time. We have a couple minutes left. What else would you like to tell the American people?
Well, the Western world is entering into a new phenomenon that unless you're over 55, you can't even remember. It's called inflation. Everyone thought it had gone away. It hasn't. It's come back. And what we learned in the 60s, 70s, into the 80s was that inflation is a disease of money that is caused by government. It's caused by bad control of money by government. It's caused by overspending. And, you know, you've seen American inflation rise. The official figure is 5%, but you know, there are many goods, many foodstuffs, many hardware goods that have risen a lot more than that. And you know, the average family can see it. And Joe Biden gave a speech yesterday. He said, "Don't worry, your little heads. Everything's going to be fine. It's going to be temporary. All the experts have told me. And the Fed are saying the same thing. And we've got it here with the Bank of England and our government." And I want to say this to people. Just think about this. During the pandemic, governments have run up massive debt, huge amounts of debt. The only way they can reduce the level of those debts is through inflation, because inflation devalues money. And the governments and the central banks will never admit it to you, but I actually think we're going to see a policy that allows inflation so that they can reduce their debt burdens. And that's going to have huge implications for ordinary families, you know, paying the weekly shopping bill, for savers who, if they leave their money in cash, will see it devalue. And I think that the lessons from the 80s are that once you've got this disease of inflation, it takes a very long time to cure. And I think this is going to be a major economic issue, John, over the next few years.
Well, it's going to happen, especially in the United States. People are not stupid. I hope they're not stupid. When gasoline in the United States went from $2 a gallon to $3.50 a gallon, I mean, you got to be stupid not to realize what's going on. One last thing. I understand you got a new television program before we sign off, GB News. Tell us about it.
Yep, it's the first new TV channel in the United Kingdom for 25 years. It's called GB News. It's a patriotic channel. It's a channel that allows conservative opinion without cancelling it, unlike the BBC and all the others. And it's launched a few weeks ago. We're off to a good start. I'm doing a daily show called Farage. I'm doing it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. GB News has a very, very easy app download. And I'm on from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time on those four nights a week. And it's just great.
So what do you do? You go to gbnews.com?
Just Google GB News, go to the App Store, download the app. It's dead easy.
Nigel Farage, I will do that. GB News. Thank you, Nigel Farage, and we'll catch up again real soon. I look forward to breaking bread together.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.